This is Scott Becker on the Scott Becker Business Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Matt Silver. Matt's a nationally brilliant realtor who works largely in the Chicago area. He'll talk about the Chicago area, but he'll talk about national trends as well. We're going to go through six questions. This will be a six-minute podcast. Matt, take a moment and introduce yourself.
Thank you, Scott. Thanks for having me. I'm a partner and a broker at Corcoran Urban Real Estate here in Chicago. I'm a past president of the Chicago Association of Realtors. I'm currently sitting as a state and a national board of director member. And luckily enough for me, I was just appointed the national chair of the Federal Legislative and Political Forum for the National Association of Realtors.
Matt, you've got a great perspective on real estate. You're one of the brokers that works heavily in the city and suburbs. There's this current perception that everybody's leaving the city, moving to the suburbs. True or not?
Not true. I would say that dependent on where you're at currently, you want to be on the other side of the fence. So the people who are living in the city, you know, who are uncomfortable or with whatever what's going on, those are the folks that are sort of gentrifying and moving out to the, you know, to the suburbs. I've got plenty of clients who are in the suburbs and, you know, they feel isolated and they are really missing that city vibe. And so those folks are picking up and coming back into the city. Really sort of depends on, you know, where you're at and what's going on.
Thank you. What's the best price point to sell it? Is there a price point where houses move quickly or residences move quickly? And where do things take longer to sell?
The sweet spot right now is, you know, $300,000 to $450,000. We have plenty of suburbs around Chicagoland. There's plenty of property in that price point as well in the city. And that's really the stuff that's moving, you know, very, very quickly. Also, prices, interestingly enough, you know, for like, say, $600,000 to, you know, over $1 million, those are moving quickly as well when they are, you know, in perfect condition. And what I mean by that is there's no deferred maintenance, no big projects that have to be done. You've got outdoor space, a beautiful roof deck, you know, that kind of thing. So, you know, everything is moving because we're in a very low inventory market. And because of that, prices have held steady. And interestingly enough, it's sort of a dichotomy of what's going on. But, you know, everybody sort of returned to the market rather quickly. It's been very impressive.
What is going on a national basis with home building? Is there not a lot of home building going on that's leading to more inventory and resale homes? Or what's the status of that?
That's absolutely correct. We were down 40% through the pandemic. And prior to the pandemic, we were in a very low market inventory to begin with. And when I say low inventory, what people always sort of forget is, you know, we as realtors talk about it in, you know, month supply, meaning if every person that could buy bought, how fast would it go? You know, a normal market is roughly 6 to 8 months of inventory. Currently, we're sitting at about 2.9 months of inventory, just to put that all in perspective. That's pretty low. So I think, you know, with all of that said, you know, things that are going on right now, housing starts, home building, rehabs, remodels, all that kind of stuff. There was a very serious lag prior, starting last summer, because I think people were afraid of the recession. But ever since the pandemic hit, people are, you know, staying where they're at, or those who need to move for whatever reason, be it family or, you know, job relocation, et cetera, those have gone out the window. So all of that stuff is increasing and people are moving along again. It's really interesting.
Your best advice for a seller, 30 seconds on your best advice for a seller of a home today.
Best advice, declutter it, get rid of all your personal effects, make sure that it shows like a model. People want to walk through and imagine their own items. They want to see it, you know, through their eyes. Be sure to make all the deferred maintenance and, you know, those large projects that you think you wanted to do or needed to do, make sure you take care of those. People want perfection as quick as possible. They don't want to pay top dollar for a house and then after it have to put in significant money for the what I call the ugly stuff, you know, HVAC systems, you know, drain tiles, you know, a new roof, all that kind of stuff, because those are big ticket items. So if you've got those, make sure that you, you know, invest in it.
So the market's incredibly hot. I want to go to market. So I should price my house 30% above what I think I'll get. True.
Absolutely not. You've got to price it based on what's going on. There's comparables in the neighborhoods. You've got to make sure that you're taking, you know, those into account, and you know, similar properties, similar, you know, lot sizes, et cetera, et cetera. We're not in that kind of a market right now.
Best advice for a buyer. A buyer, I should lowball, come in really low, and hope for the best.
Absolutely not. Make sure you speak to a lender. Make sure you try to lock into a rate as quick as possible, because rates are at all-time lows right now, right around 2.5, 2.625. If you can lock in, you're in great shape. They're volatile. Make sure that you act quickly because of that low inventory market. And you got to make sure that you trust the realtor or wherever you're getting information from. You've got to make sure that you're paying attention to the comparables in the neighborhood. You can't lowball. We're not in that kind of a market. People are desperate to move, but not that desperate.
Thank you very, very much. So at the end of the day, when you're trying to sell, you might price a few percent above what you think you're going to get, but you're not pricing where you're going to turn people off. If you're looking to buy, you're going to try and pay fairly. You're not trying to, you know, you're trying to buy smart and buy intelligently, but it's a competitive market, particularly at the right price points. Matt, how do people reach Matt Silver?
Matt Silver at CorcoranUrban.com or 312-399-0017.
Matt, I want to thank you for joining the Scott Becker Business Podcast. Always a pleasure visiting with you. Thank you so much.